WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I want you to know you're not alone.
President Biden arrived in Tel Aviv this morning in a show of solidarity with Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, a day after a massive blast that killed more than 470 Palestinians.
I'm deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Hamas is blaming Israel. Israel pointing a finger at Islamic jihadists. Outrage is growing across the Middle East. Riyad Mansour is Palestinian ambassador to the UN.
Those responsible for this crime should face justice.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The heads of the FBI and its British counterpart MI5 have issued an unprecedented joint warning. They say Americans and Brits are facing the increased possibility of a domestic terror attack as a result of the crisis in the Middle East. Jewish communities and organizations likeliest to be targeted by Islamists, neo-Nazis, or other radicals working alone or as part of a group.
This past hour, the U.S. Treasury Department announced sanctions against a group of 10 Hamas members and its financial network. CBS News is just confirming the U.S. has intercepted 2 one-way attack drones targeting Iraq's al-Assad air base this morning, where U.S. troops are located. No injuries reported. Republicans on Capitol Hill will hold another vote today on Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House. He came up 16 GOP votes shy yesterday. Senate Republican Mitt Romney tells CBS News.
The great majority of the Republicans in the House, I think, would like to have someone that represents the mainstream of our party. Jim Jordan represents a small part of the party, but a very vocal part of the party.
The main suspect in the disappearance of U.S. student Natalie Holloway has a court appearance in Alabama today. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Jeroen Vandersloot is expected to plead guilty to trying to extort money from Natalie Holloway's mother. Federal prosecutors in Birmingham, Alabama, say the 36-year-old man may provide new information about what happened to the missing Alabama teen who disappeared in Aruba in 2005.
Prescription drugs are falling from the sky. Amazon's just announced it's testing drone deliveries in College Station, Texas, where people can get their deliveries within an hour after placing orders. The drones get within about 13 feet of front doors and drop padded packages to the ground. Customers have a choice of about 500 medications to treat things like flu and pneumonia. Controlled substances not on the list. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the regional campuses affiliated with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee faces the possibility of closure. UW President Jay Rothman recently disclosed the decision to discontinue in-person classes at UW-Milwaukee, Washington County. In-person classes at UW-Oshkosh and Fond du Lac will also be terminated. The decisions come as a response to the need for cost-saving measures. The alleged dating app predator will not represent himself in court. Timothy Olson had his request to represent himself denied by a Milwaukee County judge this week. Olson is currently facing several charges related to crimes against women, notably a case involving the kidnapping and theft from a 79-year-old woman at gunpoint in Franklin. The judge found Olson not competent to represent himself and appointed a new attorney. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
State's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means Wednesdays with none other than my good friend, Executive Director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. Hope you're doing well.
You know, Dr. Craig, since we last spoke, things are not getting better. But before we get into all of that, you are a well-educated man. You're educated in an Ivy League school, one of the top schools in the nation. I have to ask you, freedom of speech on campuses, Dr. Craig, how important is that?
I was going to correct. I'm my PhD is at the University of Wisconsin, but I consider some of the graduate programs Ivy League level, but I've gone to all public universities.
Okay.
But needless to say, free speech is very important. Not only is it the First Amendment for a reason in the U.S. Constitution, it is central to learning. We have to be able to be self-critical of ourselves, of what we've received through our socialization, and that's what learning is all about. And if you start, you move towards dogmatism and orthodoxy of the type that is driving a lot of authoritarian movements in this world, and unfortunately in this country, if you start deciding what doctrines have to be learned on campus, effective free inquiry, and effective free inquiry, Earl, the better, nobler, more humane ideals and ideas, they will rise to the surface, but you have to have a free interchange. If you don't have that, actually, you actually make it more likely that people will stray because they've not learned things for themselves deeply and made their own decisions.
You know, Dr. Craig, part of, correct me if I'm wrong, of students in universities, are learning the importance of this free speech, and it shapes who they are later on in life. Aren't we making mistakes when we start saying and controlling that and then saying to people, you can say this, but you can't say that? Isn't that a slippery slope, Dr. Craig?
I think it is. We do, though, make a distinction in constitutional law, right, between speech that is extremely harmful and free speech. It's Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes' famous dictum that you can't scream fire in a crowded theater. He was speaking at a time without fire alarms and sprinkler systems. We're doing that in those old wooden buildings would cause a stampede and kill people, right? That happened in this country frequently. And so you would have to make an argument that it was the speech was so hurtful, it shouldn't be permitted, right? And the hurt, obviously, that's a physical hurt that Justice Holmes was talking about.
And who determines
there
that?
There can be mental and, well, I think the best way to determine that is to have free speech about free speech. In other words, not to have a universal dictum. It should not be that any one person declares this person, this word is out of bounds, and then and therefore they are. There needs to be some sort of, again, applying the ideas of free speech and free inquiry and having a process that can take that into account, but is not just one person shutting down another person.
So Dr. Craig, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're talking about the obvious. Oh, if we're talking about the obvious example, like the Nazi comes on campus, right?
Right.
What if someone else then says that your discussion of the history of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict upsets me, and therefore I'm banning that too? In other words, there has to be standards in the process.
You know, Dr. Craig, so right now there are some students who said some things in all places, Harvard, and spoke out in protests against what is happening, in Gaza. And CEOs came out and blacklisted them and said, you guys aren't going to get a chance to, you know, once you get out of college, you don't have to worry about working for our corporations because you clearly aren't going to get hired because we blacklisted you for what, Dr. Craig? Their freedom of speech. Is that right?
Well, it's right that it's happening. It's wrong, another sense of right and wrong, that it's happening. I actually heard it happen at the very beginning on the Morning Joe cable show, despite being an MSNBC, it's not a progressive, enlightened program. They had one of their commentators who has corporate background, and was demanding that Harvard release the names of all the students
yes.
so they wouldn't hire them. So that's the blacklisting. I couldn't believe it because that is so coercive, right? That says, yeah, you have free speech. It's like the old blacklists in Hollywood where anyone who could be, and you could tie the communist taint to,
right.
regardless of the truth of it or when it happened and what was going on with the person, then they couldn't work in Hollywood. That was the McCarthy stuff,
right.
Something really bad that came out of Wisconsin. And this smacks of McCarthyism. Now, I think that, sure, people said, some students have said some things passionately, who feel passionately about the oppression of Palestinians and their suffering, that one could certainly question. The way to do that is within the free inquiry on the campus and debate and refutation and a back and forth, right? To try to get to some higher ground, not to start blacklisting people. And what's happened is, independent of how hurtful or how bad, because there's also kind of an anecdotal thing where it happened a couple instances and now it's a wave, right? Do you know what I mean?
That right.
Media creates this impression that a lot more something's going on than it is. But it's being used malevolently to shut down national debate. In other words, it's not only shutting down these students, it's shutting down any free discussion of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as well, because And this happened on Morning Joe as well. They just accuse anyone who has a different opinion as adopting the view of those students. It's very much like, yes, some young people in the anti-war movements in the 60s did things like carried Viet Cong flags. And it's an understandable mistake, the enemy of my enemy, you know, the U.S. imperialism and the army and being drafted into it. The fear of that is my friend, right, when they're not. That is something, and that was used to shut down the whole critique of the Vietnam War, make it last many years longer and kill many more innocent American soldiers and Vietnamese civilians. And so the political uses of this are even more toxic and far-reaching than what's happening on these campuses. I guess I have more faith that Harvard will protect their own students. Maybe I shouldn't, but then that this won't shut down debate and that this is not simply a propagandistic tactic. And you see it on Fox News. Fox News has been horrific this week, if you've sampled it at all. I'm talking about in private.
Well, yes. You know, Dr. Craig, it is both Democrats and Republicans who are doing this. And I, again, it reminds me of Scott Walker and what took place when there was a recall of Scott Walker, and they put together a list of people who signed the recall list on Scott Walker, and they put that information out all over the state. Don't hire these people. Remember that, Dr. Craig?
Yeah, it is McCarthyistic blacklisting, and it is toxic to democracy. And the right loves to complain of cancel culture, but as a lot of their critiques are projection, they are the kings of cancel culture, right? And the way they take one thing they declare to be odious, and then now we're going to throw Joe Biden in. We're going to throw, you know, the Hakeem Jeffries in, absurdly. We're going to throw Tony Evers in. This is an authoritarian tactic, Earl, and it's toxic to the first principle of the Constitution, the First Amendment. But it's also to the whole Wisconsin idea. Remember the Wisconsin idea that really built the prosperity of the state, the powerful university system that was built based on free inquiry that Republicans with their gerrymandered legislature have been doing so much to undermine, that the Wisconsin idea was the sifting and winnowing. This is quoting one of the chancellors of ideas, that's at the center of Wisconsin and what made Wisconsin a great state, and which is still there in Wisconsin. We just need to restore it.
All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Wednesday. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Highs level off around 64, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows level off around 49. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, highs around 57, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Wednesday. That means my guest, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the docket. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Dr. Craig. I do have a question to ask, or two questions to ask Dr. Craig this morning. Number one, these were Harvard students that were in law school. And I guess my question is, being a Jewish person myself, if I went to a law firm and I know that they already have anti-Semitism against Jews and they're supposed to defend me, how does that work? That's the first question. Number two, I don't know if you saw what a gentleman named, I think it was a professor named Russell Rickford at Cornell University. And he specifically had a whole group of people saying it was exhilarating that with the attack, I mean, this is a professor that it was energizing, exhilarating. He was celebrating the death of the Jews. How is that responsible with a professor teaching students that it's okay to murder people after the attack in cold blood? That's just beyond the pale. When we talk about fire in a movie theater, I think when we embrace people that are totally for, oh my God, I'm energized, it feels great that they did this, I think there should be consequences with that. And that should be adios to your job.
I mean, Dave,
you have a right to say it. They're not going to go to prison. And the other thing is, it's free speech has consequences. Free speech.
Okay,
now,
Dave.
If you can say.
We have you. Thank you very much for the call, Dr. Craig. You want to respond?
Yeah, and just to Dave, because as a Jewish American, you know, this has been a traumatic couple weeks. My whole father's side of the family is Jewish, so I'm not technically Jewish, but it's called the enlarged Jewish community. So I'm part of the Jewish community, by the larger definition, and so. And culturally, traditionally, my father's side. So I would just say that what Dave just did, Earl, that is the accountability. That is the punishment, because other people are doing that. In other words, the anecdote to bad speech is good speech. Okay. And by the way, Harvard will be disciplined. If Harvard gets a reputation as being an unwelcome place for Jews, that will harm the law school tremendously, and they'll lose students to Yale, Princeton, Wisconsin, you know, Stanford, Berkeley, you name it, the other schools at their tier. And so that is so they may be wanting to do countermeasures, right, that make sure that Jews understand that they're welcoming, and obviously Jews will vote with their feet, right? Individuals, not whole groups. It's a question of who decides, right?
Right.
I tell you that that being ostracized, being called out, if you're a professor or a student, as being, saying something so far out there and so that it's hurtful, that is a strong form of punishment, and there will probably be others. But it shouldn't be decided by the federal government should now do something, or big corporations to self-enforce by creating blacklists, and do you trust them?
Yeah, that's
to put them together. So I just think that what he just did, and whatever how other people's free speech, not just Dave's, is the way to regulate speech, and we need to reconstruct norms. And part of the problem with the right, Earl, is that we now have a leading presidential contender, former president, whose whole brand is to flout all these norms. Well, the norms Dave are talking about are self-enforced by opinion, by people, other people's good opinion of you and what they say about what you said.
You know, Dr. Craig, And I get it. I know the emotions of what is taking place and transpiring. And I thought the response to free speech, Dr. Craig, is other free speech. And so when we say that, you know, and it can't just be for this issue, it has to be for all issues, right? Because we can't just pick out one thing to say, we're not going to allow this speech. It has to be across the board. And so, believe me, trust me, I know that when we say that these children, these young people, again, based on this horrific situation, you know, when people were talking and marching on campus about Black Lives Matter, there was this hue and outcry about the fact that they should not be allowed to do these protests. And so when they were protesting the things that happened, and yet people wanted to shut that down, Dr. Craig, do you remember that?
I absolutely do.
And so
it's still going on.
Yeah, so Dr. Craig, we've got to go to break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation. We'll be right back.
It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden is meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv ahead of a possible ground invasion to the south. CBS's MTS Tayyab.
We understand that Israel has asked President Biden for $10 billion in military support as it fights this war in Gaza, which is expected to be very long, very costly, and of course for those inside Gaza, very devastating.
Mr. Biden's visit comes a day after a massive explosion at a hospital in Gaza City. The Palestinian Health Ministry puts the death toll at more than 470. Hamas blames Israel. Israel blames Islamic jihadists. The U.S. Treasury has imposed financial sanctions against Hamas today. The number of decaying bodies discovered at a Colorado funeral home is up to 189. Tanya Wilson, been suspicious.
My question is what were we given and where is our mother?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Lake Michigan water supply transition is reaching its completion with more than 90% of Waukesha now connected. The water utility team has finished flushing cul-de-sacs and is in the final phase of the transition. Officials say customers can restore their aerators and filters for regular water usage. It may be a gamble parking your car at the casino. Police in Milwaukee are actively searching for the people responsible for stealing about 11 cars from the Pottawatomie Casino within the span of just over 3 weeks. A significant number of the stolen cars are either Kia or Hyundai models. In response to the thefts, Pottawatomie Casino management has implemented round-the-clock monitoring of the parking lot and the parking garage. No arrests have been made in connection with the thefts. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. It ain't pretending I can do things better. Oh, yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on. You know, Dr. Craig, when you what is taking place right now with the Republicans in Congress, what outcome do you see? I mean, they can continue to trot out Jim Jordan. That clearly Jim Jordan is not going to become the speaker. And yet it is, again, Republicans who can't seem to come to grips with what is in the best interest of the nation. Your thoughts, you've been around a while. How's this going to end up?
Well, let me emphasize first a point not being made by the cable news squawkers. And that is, notice that one option they will not consider, and some of them are making it, but it's not the main focus. One argument, one thing the Republicans will not consider, you'll notice, at all, is circumventing their, you know, their far right, the folks who Matt Gaetz and the ones who made this happen.
Yeah.
By working with the Democrats and creating a unity speaker. The Constitution doesn't anticipate parties. People who framed it didn't believe in political parties. There is no constitutional position that the party that has a majority exclusively decides, and they have to be able to elect the speaker only with their votes, right? That is simply concocted as a way for a party to hold power. This party has a very narrow majority, and it's not a governable majority. And so we go round and round and around, because I agree with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this caucus, this House Republican caucus, it's not a matter of there being a big moderate wing. Everyone's on a continuum of fealty to Donald Trump and the MAGA wing. And you can see this. Who was the candidate of Donald Trump?
Jim Jordan.
The one of, exactly, Mr. Jordan. And Mr. Jordan is an insurrectionist. In fact, Lynn Cheney this week said that he knew more than almost anyone about the plot to disrupt the vote, the Electoral College count vote that was a key part of the American electoral process that was about to officially announce that Joe Biden had won the election. That's what the January 6th insurrection was about. And so I don't know. We're going to go round and around. The question is, can they take their Speaker Pro Tem, McHenry from North Carolina, and extend him for 60 days, give him a few more powers, and then prevent a government shutdown? The clock is ticking on that. That's right, just before, a little before Thanksgiving, or not. So we're watching their own dysfunction before our eyes. And here's why. They've been electing, Earl, people who don't want to govern for a long time, starting in the 90s, starting with the Gingrich ring. And I noticed when Hattie needed someone to defend this, I heard he's going to have a former Speaker of the House on. And I do darn well it wasn't going to be John Boehner. It wasn't going to be Paul Ryan, right?
Right.
It was going to be Newt Gingrich. So Gingrich started all this and shut the government down multiple times until they got burn politically for doing it. Turned out the public didn't want the government shut down. It didn't want to get your Social Security checks, your veterans benefits. In fact, it made visible and tangible to people all the things their Democrat government does that helped them and allow them to meet their daily demands.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's just not getting any better. And these people are holding on to all of this and in hopes that if we don't get our way, then we're going to shut it all down. We're going to burn it down. A handful of people. And as I stated before you came on, what do we have as a system of government to address the fact that a handful of people in this democracy can do the damage that these people are doing?
So I'm going to take this direction that may surprise you, Earl. I've been reading a fair amount of theology lately. And one insightful thing a theologian that I was reading said was that people are incurably religious, and if you destroy their gods, they will adopt false gods. And if you think about the conspiracy to undermine the power of democracy, which is a corporate conspiracy, they didn't want anyone telling them that they couldn't burn fossil fuels, couldn't sell cigarettes to minors or handguns and guns, including assault rifles, lead paint, even if it's causing hundreds of thousands of kids to have their development stunted permanently. They went after government. The conservative movement's been discrediting government. Well, what false god comes in? Well, what steps in other than a Donald Trump-like figure? And so another theologian said was, it appears that humans will not release their false gods until there's enough suffering, until they suffer the consequences. So my concern, Earl, is that the only way that starts to change minds on the Republican side, including a lot of people in Wisconsin who don't see MAGA but vote for MAGA, is the consequences, right? In other words, they crash things and we see where that leads. And then people start to question the false idols one of the two main political parties is currently following.
Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. You say what?
We have a situation in our country where the minority runs the majority. But awareness, which civic radio is bringing to the forefront, is happening. If you recall, when under George Bush, we had a series of codes, and the orange code and the green code and all that.
Right.
Well, we're at code red right now with domestic terrorism in our country. And we have terrorists in government, and our laws are so weak that even though they've broken them, for some reason, we're not enforcing them. But the key to all of this is what civic radio is doing is awareness. So keep it up. I've been calling politicians on a regular basis. And I'm talking about the domestic terrorist in our state. And I tell them, if you don't resign, you will not like the charges that you're going to be facing. And I invite them to call me and discuss it. I said, because I hope you care about the state. None of them return my calls. None of them. And I'd be dreaming to think they would. That's how bad things have gotten. And if we don't have a strong offense, we're playing nothing but defense. Let's get back on offense. Let's run the ball. Let's play as we used to call in football, some smash mouth football. Let's come at them. It's time for us to get off our feet, myself included, and become activists. Thanks so much for what you guys do.
Well, you know, it's a great analogy, Bill, but Dr. Craig, you want to respond to Bill?
That was all great. I agree. And democracy is a participatory sport. So I especially want to commend the last part where he said we all have to get involved and be activists. And we only can stand up to this if we come together, in other words, in groups. The individual calls to legislators, those are all great. But it's organized groups of citizens, not there for their own self-interest, but for a common interest. That is what is the balance and what can turn things around. I also completely agree with the caller that there's a huge domestic terrorism problem, and it's coming internally from the right. The FBI research is overwhelming on this. And when Jim Jordan and his ilk talk about weaponizing the government and Donald Trump, they're talking about holding domestic terrorists accountable who are right-wingers and support them. That is what they're talking about. That's a code word. And so there's an attack on the rule of law going on. And that's a much bigger threat. That threat is not right now from people from other countries, from people from other religious faiths. Remember all the hysteria right about all Muslim people under George W. Bush with the completely that highly costly and murderous Iraq war that had nothing to do with 9/11. So we need to be on the offensive. He's right, and right now, the Democratic Party is a very loose coalition of everyone who still believes in the structure of democracy, but they have a lot of disagreements, and there's a lot of elected Democrats that don't want to do what's necessary to check this, and that is actually enabling it and will allow it to happen.
So Dr. Craig, I don't understand why the Democrats are unwilling to check it, because the cancer is growing, right? It starts in one part of the body, and if the cancer is not dealt with in one part, the part of the body where it emanates from, it spreads throughout the entire body. So we know this, and why are Democrats so unwilling to really take this on?
So, remember, I was quoting Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the Republican caucus and the House being on a continuum of fealty to Trump. In
right.
other words, how much they would do, Jordan being on the far end of anything he commands. I think that's true in the Democratic Party. There's a range. And you do have a lot of people, Democratic Party and former Republicans, or whether they've renounced it or not, like Lynn Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, the January 6th investigation, stepping up. I mean, some attorney generals have filed charges against the people who were fake electors and tried to fraudulently report the wrong result for their states. Others, including Wisconsin, have not. So there's this dimension. The January 6th investigation was an example of standing up, because the best investigative reporting I've read indicates that shamed Merrick Garland, who the U.S. Attorney General has been unwilling to act, forced him into acting because they got so much evidence, they shamed him, right? So they played a role, but we've got to get to the point where those who want to take appropriate and necessary action do so in the 1920s, where a lot of democracy was snuffed out. One of the repetitive narratives was the people who were not fascists are being unwilling to check it, unwilling to do what was necessary to prevent it. And then once they had control, then you have much less leverage. And you're talking about massive peaceful civil disobedience movements as the only option. Those are very hard to put together.
We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 64 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered rain showers. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 49. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Romeo, Casanova, I am, but with you, I'm just a little lamb. I can spit out fire when my anger turns to rage. You touch me, and once again I'm a babe.
It's a mystery to me, and I guess I never will understand how you got me moving in a new direction. Every day there's a new expression.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You know, Dr. Craig, with the 2024 elections, you know, swiftly approaching, what is going on with citizen action? And I think, you know, I'd be remiss if we didn't, these last few minutes, allow you an opportunity to let the listening audience know more about citizen action and, excuse me, and how they can get involved.
Yeah, that's great, Earl. Your last caller talked about the importance of becoming activists, getting involved. And so we are really deepening our base of folks around the state who are coming together and taking action, and also obviously deeper and deeper training as to how to do that, how to have impact. And so we're starting a phone deep canvas that's a deeper conversation with voters around some key healthcare issues that we've been working on with legislators going to come up in the fall. And so and that's a step towards then. Since they will not pass with this legislature, bring them into the election season and impacting who is in the state legislature. We'll be able to have a more democratic result if we get fair maps from the state Supreme Court, which looks more likely now since the threat of the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz seems to be receding for now, though I don't trust Boss just to be, you know, circumlocuting. So there are ways to get involved all over the state. We're in five major regions of the state, and our website, CitizenActionWI.org, or just web search CitizenAction Wisconsin, you can get the information there, or we have an extremely active social media feed, Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook, for example, if that's your social media, and see what we're doing and up to and learn about it there, right, and decide. And very easy to talk to a local organizer and to hear what others in your community are doing and a lot of ways you can get involved at different levels of involvement, from someone who can just, you know, make a few phone calls, go to a protest, to people who want to actually work in the leadership and planning what we're doing, both statewide and in regions. And of course, we're building all these muscles, Earl, because we're going to need a tremendously powerful grassroots army to win this key state, one of the states that decides the balance of power in our country in an election where democracy is on the line. And, you know, we're doing other work, Earl. I mean, we were disappointed to see the result on the massive subsidy
yesterday. American Family Field, yeah.
There were some legislators that did the right thing and stood up against, because this has chose the unified power of corporate Wisconsin, because they influenced both Robin Voss and Tony Evers.
I was surprised how many Democrats voted, Dr. Craig.
There was pressure on them. There was pressure from the governor. So this is a bipartisan conspiracy. And we're not saying that there shouldn't be an arrangement. We're saying this is a terribly one-sided deal that only benefits one party, the 100 millionaire owner of the Brewers, that there could be all sorts of committee benefits we got out of it, like we got with Pfizer, with the owners of the Bucks, that aren't even being part of this. There's just this, and there's no crisis or emergency where we have to decide this right now. It's sort of like buying the house that you could have negotiated down and gotten a balanced deal and just buying the first offer. That's right. What's going on. Now, there are folks who stood up, Supreme Moore Mukunde, state representative from Milwaukee, is right. One of them. There are others. I would look at the roll call, everyone, and see what everyone did. And there were some that were cross-pressured. I had calls from people who voted the wrong way, who felt terrible about it, but also felt like they shouldn't make this vote because of the pressure on them. And they're people who would be with us if we organize more people. They will be with us, right? Their hearts are with us. So there's a difference between ones who are all for this and ones who kind of, with great regret, pulled the yes lever. So we need to make those distinctions too.
But Dr. Craig, leadership takes courage.
I agree. And there's a reality that when we build, you know, when we get to a situation where we're building Wisconsin again, right, like in the Fighting Doug LaFalla tradition or Gaylord Nelson tradition, then what will happen is there's always going to be politicians who feel a lot more courage if the flow is going the right way. There are going to be some that are firebrands. I mean, a Senator Chris Larson and a Senator Tim Carpenter are examples of people who have really stood up on the brewer issue. So you have those, but you're never going to have a majority of any party to have that much courage, unfortunately, though you want to, when we do this in elections and primaries, try to get as many courageous people in there as possible, right? But there's always going to be kind of a group that's going to go with the direction of things and not want to stand up to a Democratic governor. I have no idea why the Democratic governor is not for getting a better deal. No one really has access to his decision-making on this. Clearly, I think the Brewers owner does.
Dr. Craig, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much as always. We'll be back again with you next Wednesday. And based on how fast things are moving, I don't know where we're going to be, but thank you very much as always. Thank you everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always.